1 second.
My name is
Lady. Hi, kids. Do you like violence?
Yeah,
wanna
yeah,
see
yeah.
me stick 9-inch nails to each one of my eyelids?
Uh-huh.
Wanna copy me and do exactly like I did?
Yeah,
try
yeah.
sit and get fucked up worse than my life is?
Huh?
My brain's dead weight. I'm trying to get my head straight, but I can't figure out which Spice Girl I wanna impregnate. And Dr. Dre said,
Slim Shady, you a basic. So why's your face red, man? You wasted.
Well, since age 12, I felt like I'm someone else, cause I hung my original self from the top bunk with a belt. Got pissed off and ripped Pamela Lee's tits off and smacked her so hard I knocked her close backwards like Chris Paul. I smoke a fat pound of grass and fall on my ass faster than a fat bitch who sat down too fast. Come here, slut. Shady, wait a minute. That's my girl, dawg. I don't give a fuck. God sent me to piss the world off.
Hi, my name is
what?
My name is
to have sex in junior high. The only problem was my English teacher was a guy. I smacked him in his face with an eraser, chased him with a stapler, and stapled his nuts to a stack of paper. Walked in a strip club, had my jacket zipped up, flashed a bartender, then stuck my dick in a tip cup. Extraterrestrial, killing pedestrians, raping lesbians while they screaming,
let's just be friends.
99% of my life I was lied to. I just found out my mom does more dope than I do. I told her I'd grow up to be a famous rapper, record about doing drugs and name it after. You know you blew up when the women rush your stance, try to touch your hands like you're screaming up your fans. The guy White Castle asked for my autograph, so I signed it. Dear Dave, thanks for the support, asshole.
My name is
inside the cemetery and buried alive.
Yep.
Am I coming or going? I can barely decide. I just drank a fifth of vodka. Dare me to drive?
Go ahead.
All my life I was very deprived. I ain't had a woman in years, and my palms are too hairy to hide.
What?
Clothes ripped like the Incredible Hulk. I spit when I talk. I fuck anything that walk.
Come here.
When I was little, I used to get so hungry I would throw fits. How you gonna breastfeed me, mom? You ain't got no shit. I lay awake and strap myself in the bed with a bulletproof vest on and shoot myself in the head. Dad,
yeah,
tell him that I slit his throat in his dream I had.
My name is
okay, you know how this thing works. Before I start talking, I need one of you assholes out there to say that you can hear me. So, can you hear me? Come on, let's go. Anybody? I don't think they can hear us.
I can now hear you. I had to call back in.
Okay, now they can hear me. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, assholes, assheads, clowns, gorillas, cougars, cheetahs, whatever the fuck you're calling yourself these days, I can't keep up. Welcome to the Vicious Motherfucking Truth. This is a one-off. It's not a normal night. It's just because, you know what, me and El felt like doing a fucking show. You don't like it. Fuck you. Kill yourself. That's how it goes. Elf, how the hell are you doing?
I am wonderful. How the hell are you?
I'm chilling, trying to stay incognito. You know how I do it. I don't want to scare too many white people. Other than that, I'm doing just fine. You know, I got a very, very, very good good topic for tonight. And I don't want to say who gave us the topic because, you know, that motherfucker's ego is already big enough. But I figured, with the way my brain works, we can stretch this topic out, give people a chance to promote
and he's
themselves.
Here now, so he's listening, so we definitely don't want to say who it was.
Exactly. Well, we can stretch this topic out, give people a chance to promo themselves. Everybody's promoting their pay-per-views. They're promoting their companies. They're promoting their bullshit staples. Promoting everything except for them motherfucking selves, which to me is crazy. Super crazy. But anyways, so I go through the feeds. I'm in about 17 million companies. I go through I'm on the feed. I go into the company locker rooms, into the pay-per-view scenes. These people got a lot to say. And some of them are actually funny. B666, he can talk some shit. I like that. And I just want these people to come in the same thing you do in the scenes, on the feed, do it on air. That's all I want you to do. Tell me who you are. What are you? What's good about you? What's fucked up about you? Maybe, if you need the help, me and Elf can Dr. Phil and Oprah your ass. If you've been following us for any amount of time, you know we're really good at that shit.
And by the way, I'm Dr. Phil and he's Oprah.
You know what? Well, that's because I'm black, but anyways. But I'm saying, you can call in, you can do your thing. You know what? If you want to bring this egotistical, maniacal, I'll start a company, close it, start a company, close it. Don't let me jam your company because I'm going to rob you blind motherfucker on the air. Elf, you can bring him on the air.
Oh, are we going to bring Judgy on air? I'm not happy with him right now. He's on my shit list.
What's up, Eddie Murphy?
What?
He's on my shit list.
Good. I can't think of a good white comedian right now, so I can't call you one. Fuck y'all, that was funny. Anyways, what's up, Judgy? What's going on?
I'm just here because apparently someone's going to call in and wants to speak to me.
Okay, well, you know what? So let's get the ball rolling. We're going to ask you, Judgment J. Esquire, Misfit, whatever the fuck you are this week.
Icon.
Who are you, sir? What are you about? What is it that makes you tick? What ticks you off? Oh, and by the way, you're listening to B2B Radio, the best radio station there is out there. If you're on another radio station and you actually want some listeners, come over here. Okay, so go ahead, Judgment.
Who am I? I'm Judgment. If you don't know who I am, then you're basically a waste of my time to me at trying to explain to you exactly who I am because people know who I am. What ticks
me off? Crossword puzzle without a clue.
What ticks me off is these people, these stupid people. These people want to try to come on this game and be something, but they have no life. They can't even change a TV channel anymore. They used to could do it, but now they can't. I don't even think these people can put batteries in a remote control. Why? Because these are some dumb-ass people that try to play this game now.
Okay, you know what? Judgment, I know you better than that. That was, on a scale of 1 through 10, that's about a 4.5.
I know.
Go ahead
I was
restate that. Fuck that. You're on the wrong show for that.
I'm trying to be that. See, the thing is, my doctor told me my stress level was
nice.
Up. See, my stress level is going up high, so I have to be stressful. I have to be nice.
I know, but it's okay, because if something goes wrong, they'll unfan Elf, not us. So go ahead, let it rip.
That's the only reason what I'm here for is to be unfanned.
No, Elf, you're here because you want to be like the Cub fans. You want to just piggyback on us.
Really?
That's what I'm talking about, man. Random
really,
shit.
Judge? I want
random.
To piggyback off of you?
Yeah, because I am Judgment J. Esquire, Mr. AWF, the man, the myth, the legend, the one and only, the reason that Unstoppable is unstoppable.
And I want to piggyback off of you. When have I ever piggybacked off of you, Judge?
Well, yeah. you. I mean, think about it. You always piggyback off of me.
Will, give me an example.
I'm giving you an example right now.
When?
I am sending it to you telepathically. You ready? Here it comes.
You are not telepathic.
This motherfucker here.
See, you can't give me an example because I have never once, ever ridden your coattails, you little backstabbing.
But see, I
know you
can't ride my coattails.
Talk out of the side of your mouth.
But see, the reason you can't ride my coattails is because you're carrying my coattails every time I go somewhere.
Oh, bullshit.
I'm serious.
Look here, people.
Bullshit.
For those of you out there, hold on. For those of you out there listening, if you never listen to a show, be it This Is True, Back to Bases, when I show up on After Hours, it's hard for me to say After Hours. It's been like 3 years now, and I still want to say Happy Hours. Anyway, when I show up on that, yada, 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 understand, I am the conductor of this train. I keep going forward. What the fuck's happening behind me, I don't care. So we keep a party line going. People get to talking. They have a good time. So if you can't tell who's talking at any given time, call in and tell them shut the fuck up. There you go. Other than that.
Yeah.
So, Elf, who are you? Miss Elf, who are you exactly? In this game, who are you? What are you about? What makes you tick?
What am I about? What ticks me off right now is what ticking me off is judgment. Calling me a coattail rider? Really? A coattail rider at me? I have never once ridden anybody's coattails. I made my own
crap
in this game.
No, you haven't ridden a coattail. You've carried a lot of coattails.
I have not carried anybody's coattails. I have made my own path in this game. How many elves do you know in this game?
Six.
I come in, I am my own person.
He said
Okay. So see, I'm unique. I'm unique.
He
There's so
six.
Few of us.
You said
There's
six.
So few
I didn't
of
see
us.
That coming.
Six.
I'm sorry.
Six. There's not even enough to count on two hands.
I know, it's
all
as
right,
hard
elf,
as...
Elf, before you completely decide to go to F off on... Now I'm talking like Elf, because she's on. Before you go to fuck off on this boy, could you please screen whoever that caller is?
Oh, I know exactly who it is.
All right, well, if you want to, you can bring him on party line. You know how we do it.
Oh, I know. And coming onto the air is the newest, greatest... Universal World, whatever champion it is in ROWF. I can't ever remember
she
what the
said
world title is.
She said whatever. That lets you know she don't give a fuck about your title. Whoever you are, she
I
don't
do.
Give a shit about your title.
It is the shotgun toting, Southern Tuckin, misfit sweetheart, ROWF world motherfucking champion.
I did not know that was you. Hold on. We must follow protocol. I need to find your shit. Hold on. You know how it goes. Let me find your shit so I can play it.
I didn't even get to finish telling who it was.
Well, finish what you're doing while I'm following this shit.
So, Bob,
I'm gonna play it again. I love that. I gotta play it again.
You better recognize.
I love that shit.
I heard that.
What's going on, folks? That's some
not
funny shit.
Not a damn
lot.
Not a damn
lot.
I called in to see who the dummies are calling in. See what dummies are calling in.
Obviously, Judge is calling
me
a coattail rider.
Wait a minute, Buzz. You're calling to see who the dummies are that called in, right?
Yeah, that call in.
Yes.
You know, because you know there's going to be
you
one
know
or
I'm
two
going
that
with this,
call
right?
in.
Oh, wait, you know where I'm going with this, right?
Huh? All right, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, I haven't been on the air in a while, but if you're calling to see who the dummies are that called in, and you called in, don't talk about yourself like that.
Well, nobody said I was the brightest light bulb in the box either, but you know.
And see, here
you
I
at least
am,
75 watts. At least 75 watts.
And here I am, Bub, sitting here this whole time thinking you're fixing to lead into Amadeus calling in. I don't know. I just. I thought you was gonna
anyway,
do that.
So, Bub, since you called in, who are you? What are you in this game? What makes you tick and what ticks you off?
What makes me tick is I'm the redhead, boobage. My boobs speak for themselves. I mean, I am the queen of the boobs of doom. Okay, and
queen
I'm just
of
a,
the boobs of doom.
Boobs of doom. Yes, I am the queen of the boobs of doom.
I have to stop you right there.
I thought you would.
You can't say anything negative after saying boobs. Can't do that.
Why you changed my name to Bubs? Because you said I couldn't be a heel with the name Bubbles.
But you can't say you're right. That's some funny shit. But you can't. If you would have said you're the testicles of terror, you know, testicles of terror, or something like that, then I'd have been like, yeah, that makes sense. But boobs of doom don't work.
Ooh, the testicles of terror. 187's going to have to work on a nameplate for that because I'm going to so make that character.
Oh, good God. Oh, my word.
Oh,
see, your coattail riding off a trail.
Now, see, me and Terrell, we always do this. We give people the thing, and if they're not stupid, and we try to see who's smart enough to actually take it and run with it. And for Bubs, I have to say, you had it going. You had it going until you went nightmare child on everyone and started laughing when he tried to tell you to explain yourself. You totally went nightmare child and laughed and then tried to explain yourself. You can't do that.
Yeah, but hey, I'm also known for
that's
my giggle.
That's a totally different
okay?
show. That's a totally different show. No, but I'm
everybody Bubs, knows I giggle.
Y'all haven't done this in a while because I haven't been around, and no one can do it quite like me. So. What I'm going to do is do a proper interview. Are you ready?
On who? Me or him?
You.
You.
Oh, I guess.
Are you sure?
Not really, but go ahead.
Okay, here we go.
Uh-oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have one Miss Bubbles, Bubs, Hellcat. I don't know what the fuck you call this else these days, but Bubbles, do you swear to tell the whole truth? Nothing but the truth. So help your titty.
So help my titty.
Alright, here we go. Bubs.
Yes.
It's been told to me that you at one time were extremely, extremely. Paranoid and scared to be on the air. Can you explain to some of these people that are fucking scared to call in how you got over that?
Yeah. Certain Terrell, the motherfucking Drew Johnson, said, "Quit being chicken shit and get on the air."
And I'm sorry, did the world stop spinning when you got on the air? Did you know?
Not that week.
I remember at one point you were running an entire radio station. Am I correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
I was.
Also, you have opened and closed and opened and closed and opened and closed a whole lot of companies. What's one of your most favorite companies that you had to let go of? And you can't say CSW. That don't count.
I would have to say Lunatics Global Insanity, which was my last company. I I did have fun with it. It was actually based off an old friend's game that we used to play, and I kind of took it and ran with it in honor of that game, and we had fun. But just unfortunately, the manager is a lazy piece of shit, and the bitch don't want to do nothing.
you do realize what show you're on, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we
She's
don't
a lazy
do,
bitch. She keeps wanting me to do housework.
We don't do vague. We don't do vague. We don't do any ambiguity. If you're going to say somebody's a lazy bitch, he said her name.
All right, that bitch, Becky, she's a lazy damn bitch. She don't want to do nothing.
Oh, wait a minute.
Hold
on. My bad. She's talking about herself. Oh, my bad. You got me there. That was good. You got me there. Okay, the question I ask everybody to end my interviews with is, if you had to, because something happened in your real life. Fuck y'all. This is a radio. I'm not going to OLC on the feed. If you want to complain, kiss my ass. Fuck you. Kill yourself. If you had to, in your real life, take a break, but you wanted to keep your wrestler going, right? What wrestler do you trust enough to give your Facebook information to? You have to pick one.
Oh, damn. There's a few, though.
I just need one. Make everybody else jealous and pick one.
You can't name one, Bubs.
Oh, damn.
Name it, Bubs. Come on.
I'll do this the easy way, cause so I don't get in trouble later, is John the Revelator.
No, you can't name
it. Wait, hold on. I appreciate your answer, but you act like me, Elf, and Judgment aren't on the fucking call with you. That's okay, though.
Wait a minute.
If you would, too late. I want you to get into your, now, you admit it, now, I want you to tap into your I don't give a fuck part of your soul. I'll wait for you to get there.
He actually paused.
How fucking big is your soul? You there yet? God damn, she got a big soul. Tap into your, I don't give a fuck part of your soul. I mean, I want you to tap into your part of your soul where you don't give so much of a fuck that if you had a pocket full of fucks and someone was hanging off a cliff and all they needed was a fuck to save their life, you wouldn't give them one. That's where I want you to go. Okay?
Right. Then it would be, I'd have to say it would be my daughter, Georgia Fire. What?
Okay, no, this is about to be a different question. What wrestler in Unstoppable? Now, don't be funny on this one. You need to be straight up going to bitch mode on me.
Okay.
If you had a pocket full of fucks and this wrestler was hanging off a cliff and all they needed was a fuck to save their lives, you wouldn't give them one. Who would that be?
All right, we're on radio, so I can get away with it. Ricky fucking Hot Rock.
And why exactly, if you had a pocket full of fuck, would you not give Mr. Ricky Hot Rock a fuck?
I'd let the bitch drop. I'd watch him bounce off every rock going down the side of the cliff and hope to God he breaks every bone on the way down before he cracks his skull open.
I like that in you. I have trained you well, young Padawan. I really have. Judgment, your turn. If you had a pocket full of fucks and this person was hanging off a cliff and all they needed was one fuck to save their lives, you wouldn't give them one. Who would this person
no,
be?
No, I won't. Hollywood Rick Brutal.
Oh, God. I can't.
You asked me. I answered.
I know it's Susie, you still there?
I am here. I'm just
okay, I know
soaking
you
it all in.
I know
well,
you won't say the word.
I won't
but
say the word.
If you had a pocket
yep.
full of them, if you had a pocket full of them, and all this person needed was one, right?
Mm-hmm.
To save their life. As to be a wrestler. Past or present, I know who you're gonna say. And all they needed was one to save their life. You would look right in the face. Tell them, I don't give a fuck. Who would that be?
You're probably going to think I was going to say Stallion, but that's not who I'm going to say.
That's who I thought you were going to say. I'm going to be honest.
You thought I was going to go there, but that's not who I'm going to say. It's going to be You Win, Elf. A.K.A.
Okay, let's go.
Alex Blake.
Oh, shit. That's right. Now,
yeah.
Why exactly would you give Mr. Blake a fuck?
Because
you got a bucket full of them,
but you give him one. No, I wouldn't give him one. No. He doesn't deserve it.
Oh, we need to record that. Where is Amadeus at? Where is Amadeus? We need to record her saying that. I need to say you wouldn't give him one. You wouldn't give him a fuck. And I need Elf to say one more time, I wouldn't give him one. That's fucking hilarious.
No, he doesn't deserve it.
But why wouldn't you give him one? Why wouldn't you give him one? Exactly.
Well, first of all, he's a creep. He's a stalker.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I'm kicking his ass. That's why. Anyway, I'm just, you know, that's who I wouldn't give one right now.
Okay.
Well, and then there's all right, spicy.
No, let's see. All right, I definitely want to interview this person. Please help. Do your thing. Bring this person on. Please, please, please.
Okay. And it's Mr. I don't care. You can do whatever you want because I can't die. The immortal Griffith.
Griff, what the hell is going on?
Hello, hello.
Hello.
Griff, you there?
You're on air. Did you not hear my introduction? We can hear you. Can you hear us?
There you are. Sorry, I'm apparently in two chats at once. Give me 1 second.
Okay, how do you in our show? We'll wait.
He's talented. He has his own
okay,
chat and then another one on spare.
There we go. Sorry about that.
Joke, but that'd be way OOC, so I'm not going to do that. What's going on, brother?
Not a whole hell of a lot. How about you? Good to hear you back on air, sir.
Not much. All right, not a problem. I appreciate you coming on. So you're going to get the same bullshit everybody else got. First of all, who are you to this game, right? What are you about? What makes you tick? What ticks you off?
Who am I to the game? I'm the most decorated champion in all of our WF history. That's who the fuck I am.
You see what I'm talking about, people? You see what I'm talking about? That is self-promotion. A little delusional, but it's self-promotion. All right, continue, though.
He is a little delusional.
I'm a lot fucking delusional, but I'll back it up, too, so shut up.
You see what I'm saying? I appreciate it. All right, so what ticks you off, sir? What is it that just puts a bee in your bonnet? Is your pet peeve?
People.
Smells the taint between your nuts before you get a chance to. What is it?
People. They have this unerring knack of breathing. They really should stop.
Is it the inhale or the exhale that bothers you the most?
Yes.
See, I'm a bad motherfucker. Okay, I'm going to ask you this question now. If for some reason real life hit you and you have to pick a wrestler, you have one wrestler you have to pick that you would give your Facebook login to go in scenes for you, join tournaments for you, not necessarily do matches for you, but just keep you abreast of what's going on. Keep your name relevant, keep you going. Who would that wrestler be?
L.A.
You have to pick one. Who was that?
Lord
Amadeus. He just
LA.
Did.
Lord Amadeus.
He picks.
Okay.
Yep.
That's a good one. Now, the second question. I know you already heard it, but I want to say it again anyway because it's fucking funny. If you had a pocket full of fucks.
Like I do.
And you were standing on a mountain. Right? And there was someone right below you holding on by their fingertips on the cliff. And all they needed was one fuck to save their life. And you wouldn't give them a fuck. Even if you had a pocket full of them. You look them right in the face and say, I ain't gonna give you one. What wrestler would that be?
Anyone not a misfit.
No, gotta pick somebody in particular, sir. Gotta pick somebody in particular.
Oh, it has to be a specific not a misfit? No, that's different.
Yeah,
that's
specifically not a misfit. And fuck you, I'm an honorary misfit, so I won't hear that shit.
See, that's hard because I, like I said, people. Is there any asshole I hate more than other assholes?
Yeah, the big, sweaty, hairy, Santorum-dripping asshole. If you don't know what Santorum is, people, stop watching the news. Go ahead.
And it has to be a wrestler, you said?
Yeah, it has to be a wrestler. Somebody plays the
fucking
game. It
has to be a wrestler. Right now, I think it would be D-Train. He's just been working my nerves lately.
What's
now,
he done
exactly
to you?
Would it be D-Train?
Being an annoying
be
cop.
Why exactly would it be D-Train? What annoying thing is he doing besides
he's just showing up at every match I have, just being annoying, just cheering for every opponent I have, and trying to interfere in every match I have. It's just he's trying to act like he's important. It's just annoying. I will say he's made a nice landing pad for some of my opponents after I've beaten them.
Gotcha. Now, so, you know, I'm a
he is big enough to be a landing pad.
That's true. So, Mr. D-Train, or anybody out there that likes to snitch, he's a bitch, but anybody that out there likes to snitch, somebody go get D-Train and let him know we are talking shit about him. Please, I'll give you time.
Hey,
well, I can tell you right that he's already gone to bed. I know him.
Hey, Truth, can we have a very special shout out tonight?
Oh, we're gonna get to that. But if you want,
I'm gonna start out. I want to say on behalf of myself and the ones on the call right now to the 7 driest vaginas and unstoppable you guests that are sitting out there. We welcome you to the show.
Welcome to the motherfucking Vicious Truth. If you don't know how we get down, I don't know which rock you've been under, but
you know now.
You know which part of the show this is, and damn it, where the fuck is Tango? Anyway, you know which part of the show this is. This is part of the show when I say something that I really mean, I play a clip. I'll show you how it works. If you think, as a radio host, that you are fucking with me, period, then...
You are an idiot. You are an idiot.
Okay, you gotta get the point. So who won? Elf. You can go first.
Yes. Who? Okay, the idiot.
You are an idiot. Yes.
The idiot is Spicy McHaggis.
That's not how that works.
That's not how this works. That's not how any of this works.
You've been around long enough, Elf. I know it's your radio station, damn it, but you got to play by the rules.
It's been too long. Somebody else. It's been forever. You go ahead.
All right. Well, you go screen that person. Judgment, have at it.
Well, if you think you could come on this radio show and just sit back and not think we're going to make fun of you because you are basically what we say, you are a dry vagina and you have no life because you can't put batteries in a remote control to change your channel, you're still sitting there trying to push it old-fashioned way. That's your cue to push the button.
I love that. Mr. Griffin, I think this would be the first time you've ever done this.
If you think showing up my matches, talking trash, is going to take me off my game and make me lose my belt so you have a chance in hell of ever winning one in RAWF.
Judge already did it. Are you ready, Elf? You know what? We won't do it.
Oh, yeah.
No,
I'm
no.
ready yet. I'm
hold
ready.
On. You gotta hold on to it for a minute. Hold on to it. You gotta wait the whole 9 months before you give birth to the baby. Bubs, go for it.
If you have to ask if you've ever been an idiot on this show, Brock.
Oh,
you are an idiot.
assholes. You really are. Mr. Griff, I'm going to call you Griff, damn it. I think we know each other. Griff, go for it. I'm gonna hear,
I just
give me another one. I want another one.
Another one? I just did one. You got to put me back on the spot. All right, hold on.
Yep.
If you think LA's hair is real, then.
You are an idiot.
Wait a minute, just for my boy LA. Just for my boy LA, real quick. If you didn't run out and buy 17 copies of Amadeus Styles because you know it's number one in the Philippines, then.
You are an idiot. You are an idiot.
I need to do a quick PSA. If at any time you hear anything on this show that offends you, that makes you feel strange in places you didn't know could actually be alive again, then make sure you message the elf. It's the elf. Message her and let all your grievances out to her. She owns a radio station. She let me do this ignorant shit, so it's her fault. Thank you.
thank you.
who you got in queue?
We have in queue none other than Redneck Avenger. Welcome to the show.
Let me see if I can find a sound bite for Redneck Avenger. Oh, this will be good for you. Whenever you call in, I'm going to play this.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
That's for you, sir. Whenever you come on, I'm going to play that.
I like it. What's going on, Drill?
I'm chilling, baby. I just know you know, you can get ignorant with the best of us. So, one more time, if y'all don't know, whenever you hear this soundbite right here, give it a second.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
You know Redneck Avenger is about to say something extremely ignorant, and I appreciate him for it. So, Mr. Avenger, you know what? We old as fuck, because you were playing this game when I started. God damn. We are old as fuck.
All right, here we go.
This is what we're going to do. I've been doing it to everybody, so I'm going to ask you, in this game, who exactly are you? What makes you tick? What ticks you off?
Okay, what makes me tick is good fun, good interaction, good matches. And what pisses me off is someone who's got their head so far up their asshole that if they just twitch it a little further, they disappear.
Okay, now you ignored the first part of it. Who are you in this game? What do you stand for?
What I stand for is truth, justice, and the redneck way.
And the redneck way. You know what? I ain't mad at you. You know what? If you come to my house, put the Dixie flag away, and we'll be cool. Let's see.
Yep.
Fuck y'all, that was funny. if you had to, if real life came into play, and you had to, because you want to keep your name relevant in the game, you wanted somebody to fan people that fans you, you wanted someone to, you know, join tournaments for you, yada, yada, yada. What wrestler on Unstoppable would you be willing to give your Facebook information to?
That is a good question. And you know what? I would have to say it's one person that is retired, that would be Phelan Kell.
That's a good answer. That's a really good answer. Now, just because I like saying it, I'm going to repeat the other part of the question. If you were standing on top of a mountain and there is somebody below you holding on to a cliff by their fingertips and all they needed was one fuck to save their life and you had a whole pocket full of fucks, you wouldn't give them one. What wrestler would that be?
What I would do is I would take one of those fucks out of my pocket, take my pocket knife, and just whittle a little tiny nano fuck off just so I could give him a little hope, a little false hope. That would be money for him, though. I would not piss on that young man's forehead if he caught on fire in my front yard.
Right.
First of all,
that right there,
first of all,
that right there, look, that right there is why I like that man.
Me too.
There's not a lot of people who aren't misfits that I like, but I like that man.
First of all, folks, you guys need to understand. I don't know if you know me or Elf. Remember, blame Elf. I don't know if you know me or not. But
it's always
I'm
my
on
fault.
A different type of radio show. I will let you talk shit. Just don't talk over me, and we're good. Now, there's other radio shows, like I'll take After Hours, for example. They have a bunch of segments that they have planned out. So when ignorant people like me call in, I'm going to have to cut me off. And I understand that. I ain't got no extra segments. I got the You're an Idiot segment, and that's it. So, if y'all call in and want to air somebody the fuck out, do it. What we will not do is a fucking circle jerk. So I like that my man said he wouldn't piss on that young man's forehead. I'm stealing that. Consider it stolen. It's mine now. I'll make sure I say it when you're not around. But that's some funny shit. And I
that's
appreciate
all right,
you for
man. That one's really gifted.
Oh, and since you're here and you missed the other portion of the show, I'm going to let you participate. So to show you how it's done, I'm going to go to Judgment. Give me a good You're an Idiot, Judgment.
If you come on radio and you say you're the most decorated champion of all the sports and stuff, and have to pause to figure out a You Are the Idiot clip, then guess what?
If you go to quote someone to call them an idiot, but you misquote them, you might.
No.
Hold on. I have to say something one more thing. Okay. Again, Judgment, I don't know how long I've been gone from the radio, but obviously these motherfuckers don't know me. So let me reintroduce myself. My name is Terrell the motherfucking True Johnson. Original
legacy.
And I do my damn thing. I'm the baddest motherfucker to ever touch a Blog Talk mic. Here's the thing. Don't fucking message me while I'm on the air. I will not get back to you. I do not read the fucking feed because I am the host. Okay? You want to talk to
who
me?
Who messaged you?
Call me. Call me.
Call him out. Call
no,
him out.
Don't say. No. Here's the funny thing. I'm going to give him a chance because it's the first time they've done it. Here's the funny thing, though. Don't ask me to call you during a song break. I don't play fucking songs. Just saying.
Yeah, he don't play songs.
No.
I'll tell you during the song break and just watch him wait and shit.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You said, okay, I'll do that as soon as I play a song.
By the way, Terrell, we do have another caller on hold.
Aw, shit. Okay, all right, hey, everybody else. Look, let me ask you, if you got some common sense, if you got a little bit of sanity left, what I need you to do is go ahead and put your hands over your ears. Because the motherfucker I'm about to bring on is going to drive you crazy. And
before we do that,
you've been warned. Yes.
Hold on. Before we do that, since we're coming up to about 15 minutes left in the show, do we want to extend the show?
I don't know.
No, you don't extend the show. How long have you been on this radio show, Truth? How long have you had this radio show?
They got 15 minutes. It's only been an hour show. They got 15 minutes left. That's all they get. They want another show? Inbox me during a song break, and I'll get back to you about it. Go ahead, Elf. Go ahead and bring the next person on. I warned you, fuckers, but go ahead, bring the next person on.
All right, here he is. Prepare yourselves. He is none other than Draven Blackbird.
Pudding! Draven!
Oh, shit.
I love you.
Oh, that's my dude. Oh, God. I love you, too. Stop that shit. Cut it out. Not today. What's going on, Draven?
Not much, my brother from another mother. How you doing?
I'm chilling. Where's my favorite inmate in my south mouth niece at?
Right here. Say hello.
Hey!
Don't put the motherfucker. No, shit. I was about to say, don't put her on. God damn.
Oh, my ear.
Sorry.
Ouch.
Inmate number 9. Tell inmate number 976352. I said, what's happening?
Why are they afraid?
He said, what's up?
What's up?
She's out on parole right now. Her ankle bracelet is beeping and shit because she knows she ain't supposed to be near no electronics after what she did to that 12-year-old boy.
Okay, yeah.
Telling you the shit went right.
And the other one's on a date.
Don't tell me that. That's bad. Anyways, Drake, have you been listening to the show, sir?
I caught, like, some of the questions and stuff, yeah.
Okay, so you know which questions are coming.
Yeah. But ask me anyway.
Okay, so I'll hit you with... I'm going to hit you with the first question. Who are you?
Right.
What are you about in this game?
I am Pudding.
Okay, so...
I am Iron Man. I'm Draven Blackbird. I am mentally insane, and I love my straitjacket. Peace out, homies.
What makes you tick and what ticks you off?
Oh, what ticks me off?
Too many jokes, judgment. There was too many jokes. You softball them. Don't do that.
I gotta to be honest. What ticks me off is when the people that you know can't tell from a joke to seriousness. You know, like you're in a trash talk match. Perfect example. And you're trying to be cool with them, you know. You're like, you know, sitting there saying something about, hey, this is a trash talk match. I'm going to talk about dirty laundry. And they want to still talk shit, you know, so.
Oh, so you mean like half my listeners. Gotcha. Let's see. If you had to, if real life came a calling, and hold on, for you, you can't say your wife or your daughter. Fuck all that.
Oh, damn.
If real life came calling, then you can't say me or anybody on his air. If real life came calling, and you had to give your password to your Facebook out to someone so they can keep you relevant in the game and yada, 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 who would that person be?
You know, I've thought about that, to be honest with you, because there was a time when that you guys know about that I got really badly sick. I actually thought it was either going to be between Lord Amadeus, you, Terrell, or Judgment.
Okay, I got you.
Oh, no, not Judgment. Never give it to Judgment.
I would give it to Judgment, but I would be scared what he'd do on actual Facebook. You know what I'm saying?
As long as I don't have to see his penis again, I'm good.
I'd be part of groups that I didn't even... Judgment would sign me up for groups on Facebook that I didn't even know fucking existed.
Yeah, he fucking signed up for Nambo or some shit. Oh man, God, I love you, but you know, I would hate to spend the next 8 months detoxifying whatever the fuck you put on my account. You know, I gotta agree with you.
No. It wouldn't be the obvious. Judgment would make like a profile for you on like FarmersOnly.com or some shit like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And use your Facebook
for you for Amish lovers or something.
Well, see, truth. That's the problem right there. I've seen half the people that play this game, and they can't be on Farmers Only. They're gonna have to go on EldersOnly.com.
Hey, I'm sexy as fuck. What you talking about?
Hey, black on black too.
I've got the build of Pee Wee Herman and the attitude of Bruce Lee.
What is the name of that dating site for older people?
Hold on. Let me ask this man the last question. And after I ask him the last question, I would like for him to ask Dee Dee the last question because you know we're going to get some good shit from her.
Oh, shit.
Draven. If you were standing on a mountain, if you were standing on a mountain, and there was someone hanging by their fingertips off a cliff, and all they needed was a fuck to save their life, and you had a pocket full of fucks, you wouldn't give them one. What wrestler
would be?
It'd
be John Phoenix. I wouldn't let that guy eat my ass if he was hungry.
Look, I'm going to tell y'all this one more time. Stop. Yeah. This is John Phoenix. The man gave me a 100 wrestling book contract to sit. So he's featured in my book.
Now, what was I supposed to ask her?
The same question I just asked you.
Okay. Hey, come here. Stop playing that game.
He's about to fuck it up.
If you had a bunch of fucks in your pocket,
mm-hmm.
all right, and somebody needed a fuck, who wouldn't you give a fuck to? I just like saying fuck.
Me too.
Yeah, who would you not give a fuck to?
John Phoenix.
Oh, I thought you were going to say somebody else.
So that one's been used. You had to pick somebody
else. Added another name. I don't know if you heard it because I moved away too quick. Say it again.
Who was the other
person? Tank Girl.
Oh. Y'all gonna stop fucking with my tanky. I'm just saying. Anyway. So, people, you have to listen
to
this.
We don't have
to
make yourself look stupid.
I know. We got about 8 minutes left, and I see somebody else there in queue. Could you hand me a minute real quick? Wait a minute. I want to point something out real quick.
Carry on.
We decided to do this show with about, 2-3 hours notice instead of the normal day and
about
a half.
About
2 hours notice. And we got about 3/4 of the listeners that most people get when they have, a whole week to promote their shit. So, fuck you. I'm the greatest. Can you though? Anyway, so, who we got on the air?
I don't know. I just brought him on. I think it's on Amadeus.
Damn it, Susie.
I'm still here.
I don't know. Who is it?
Who is it, MD? Who is the newest motherfucker to come on the air? Who is that?
It's MD.
No. I need to hear her talk. Come on, girl.
What?
MD, what is it? Can I just say Mrs. Doom, or do I need to say your name?
I can't understand you, Terrell. I don't know what the deal is. Maybe it's because I'm drunk, and I don't know.
I can't understand you.
But you
either,
sound
like
you have a mouthful of quarters.
I sound like I'm a mouthful of quarters.
And you're really far away.
I can't understand you,
and it's painful.
You're in the deep end. Go back to the shower.
No, I'm fine right where I am. See, I can swim in the deep end.
And she said she couldn't hear me. Wait. And she said she couldn't hear me. Man, you son of a... Anyways, I'm just going to get to the last question.
No, seriously, sometimes I can and sometimes I can't, but I...
I know.
I don't answer you, I don't know.
Yeah, but, come on, MD. It takes a sixth grade education to hear me. So, it happens.
Wait, what? What
fuck
about a finger in the butt?
That was
what? Terrell, you and I are not on that level where I can discuss my personal life with you like that. Come on now.
I know, but I'm just saying. I asked you to do that one time.
I would have blushed.
You didn't
that
say
right now.
Okay, you know what? I ain't gonna say nothing about you frying up my toenails and eating them. See, I didn't say nothing about that. But you want to talk about finger in the butt? That's okay. We even now.
I thought I would liven up your show a little bit. That's all I'm saying.
That's cool. You're right. You do liven up my show, even though you sound like Martha Stewart when she first got out of prison.
Ooh, who's finger in the butt?
You sound so nice to talk so much shit. You and Elf.
I know.
Y'all sound
that's
so nice to talk so much shit.
That's
fucking unnerving. But anyway, let me ask you the last question.
I know. It's what throws people off about me. It's fantastic.
You're right.
I fucking love it.
But if you were standing on the mountain, MD, and you had a pocket full of fucks.
If I was stranded,
and
where?
One wrestler. If you were standing on the top of a mountain and you had a pocket full of fucks.
Yeah, I'm standing on the top of a mountain.
And you had a pocket full of fucks. And there was someone beneath you getting ready to fall to their death. And all they needed was one fuck to save their life. And you had a pocket full of them. You wouldn't give them one. What wrestler would that
be? No, I'd fucking walk away. What the fuck? No. They can fall.
Yeah, who's that wrestler
okay,
that you would walk away from?
Every single fucking wrestler in WWE.
Well, you know
I
don't what?
Give
when
a shit
I hit
about
the bottom,
these motherfuckers.
She says she don't give a shit about this motherfucker. Stop me.
No,
you
I don't.
You make some of the best
no.
artwork ever. You put your time into it. You make very good artwork, so you actually care.
Hey,
stop playing.
No. That's all separate and shit. Don't get that twisted. That's business.
I think I got like...
Understand
I got
that.
Like
that's
four
business.
I got four MD nameplates. I know
what
I'm talking
you
about.
You should
that's
look at
even,
my fucking bankroll, all right? That's business. I'm bringing in the green, all right? For that, yeah. I'm going to help you out. Otherwise, fuck off.
Speaking of that, I'm going to send you those bucks. I just lost your PayPal information. I'm going to get it to you, though.
You,
I promise.
Wait, what?
She just short-circuited me.
He sent checks in the mail.
You're not
hey,
going to give
hold
me
on.
What?
Elf, we got 3 minutes. So what I'm going to do, starting with
we
this,
do.
Is I'm going to give you exactly 20 seconds to promo the fuck out of yourself, not a company. Not a stable. Damn sure not the motherfucking Misfits. Just yourself. Ready? Go.
I don't need all that time.
And
I'm
moving
just
along.
Fucking shit, and everybody knows it.
Well, there you go.
When you say my name, people
Redneck
fucking know who I am, and they love me. All right? That's all I need to say. Even though I'm a fucking bitch to everybody, they still fucking fall at my feet and love me. That's the truth.
All I know is that they call it well and good, but in Redneck Land, this is it. You step in the ring, mate, you best get ready for the country ass whooping, because I do give them out for free. It's my public service and my gift back to mankind. You want your ass whooped, just get right on the other side.
Do you wrestle as slow as you talk?
I'm gonna respond. Griff, just say something, please. Just promo yourself. 20 seconds.
How do I follow up that? Do you wrestle as well as you talk? Like that was beautiful. I'm not
on,
following
man.
That up.
Jasmine, go. Up as slow as you talk. Go ahead, just hurry up, please.
Don't fucking
follow that. Come on, Judge.
Oh, Judgy.
What did I do? Wait, what did I do?
Promo yourself. You got 20 seconds. Go.
Eat a badge.
There you go. Good talk. Elf, go ahead.
I am Susie the Elf McHaggis, and I am one tough lady. You won't believe me. You just turn around and show me your ass, and you'll get an arrow in it.
Okay, Draven. Oh, shit. Draven.
That was the saddest promo I ever fucking heard
yeah.
in my life.
Come on, you're
you want me to do a promo?
Yourself 20 seconds. 20 seconds. All right,
the beautiful pizza. The beautiful pizza. There you go.
This motherfucker here. Who, Bubs?
Hmm?
Really?
I'm me. Really? I'm me. My wrestling speaks for itself. I don't give a shit whether you like me or not. I'll kick your ass in the
pee.
Ring.
Boobie.
You have been listening to you have been listening to a one-off of the Vicious Motherfucking Crew. I don't care who you are, what station you're on, you ain't as bad as me. I'm telling you, you're not, so go ahead, look at yourself in the mirror, and at least you yourself likes you, because no one else does. This has been B2B Radio. We're going to kick it to the after party. If you fuckers didn't call in, you're going to miss the best part of the show. So, yeah, fuck you. Kill yourself.
And we're in the after party.
We are in the after party now. What's going on, people? That was kind of
sweet. Hey, Charles, good to hear you back on, man. Seriously.
Yeah, it was a little hard there for a while. I'm not used to doing it by myself. You know how it goes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, man. But I'm glad to see it happen.
Yeah, I was looking through Facebook, and I saw Judge posted that you were having a show. I'm like, holy shit.
He's real glad.
Well, I got to go.
Every now and again, we'll knock these out. And once I get my groove back, you know,
you're back.
I'll be all over the place. Oh, what I will not do, and for anybody listening to After Party, because I know some of you know these bitches, listen to the whole thing, right? I will never, ever, motherfucking ever go to another radio station again and help any of these bitches with their shows. Ever. ever.
You should have known that before you fucking left.
Didn't work out real well for you there?
No, here's my thing. But, Bugs, you know me. I've done it everywhere. Everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Remember Pyrus with his 30-minute show? I helped him.
Wow. You know what I'm saying? No, that's good for the radio, because Pyrus was as nutty as a fucking squirrel turd, man. What the? Wow. That's dedication,
yeah,
dude.
I helped, what's my man's name? Remember Planet Psychologist was doing one every fucking night? I helped him. I've helped Tank Girl on whatever radio station she happened to land on.
That was,
you guys know
that. That was a big mistake right there.
The last time I did it, I know, I caught flack. Susie, you're not going to believe this shit. I caught flack, right? Because I said, catch me at my regular time on Wednesdays on B2B when I get back there. That's all I said. I always say that when I do a show on another station. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I say that.
Mm-hmm.
So these motherfuckers got mad at me and said, hold on, wait for it. I was trying to steal their listeners and bring them to B2B. Bitch, you ain't had no listeners before I got there.
Deal listeners? if you're on at a different time than they are, you're not stealing listeners. You're, like, providing extra entertainment. What in the...
No, I was not extra entertainment. I was providing the only entertainment. That's it. And these guys are going to help you out. And you had 27 motherfuckers on average in your chat, and you ain't had that shit because you gave me the information to your station, and I saw your stats. You mostly got like 10, 15, maybe. You know what I'm saying? At most, which ain't bad. But I come in there and I double that damn near double your shit for 2 hours straight, and you gonna say I'm taking your bitch to my list.
No, and this is a crazy thing. Yeah.
I did that for HRB. I doubled his shit for being his co-host. What?
See, but that's station love. That's all on the same station. I get that. And we do shit on different nights. These motherfuckers.
Actually, I more than doubled it. Because I think he usually had like two people that listened to his show, maybe, on a regular basis.
Well, wait.
Maybe.
Wait. Is that Tuesday, the Tuesday show you're talking about?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, for HRB, and I know we fuck with you a lot, but you have the longest running show ever. So, you know, you get props for that. You just do. The Hollywood thing, boutique knockoff Ric Flair thing, hey, it looks good on you. You know, you do that. But as far as having shows, you got one of the longest running shows ever, you know, and I gotta give you props for that. Oh, while I'm giving out props to host, shout out to my mentor, motherfucking Shifty, the Drunken Dragon. What else they have in this now? The clown dude, you know what the fuck I'm talking about, that guy.
Yeah, he comes and goes.
I gotta give him props because, you know, I know we went through shit, but that's my dude. I wouldn't have done radio if it wasn't for him. And some of these motherfuckers that come on my show wouldn't be doing radio unless I was doing it. So you actually have to thank him. So there you go.
I agree with that.
You know, so if you want to be nice to him when you see him in the ring, go ahead and, you know, take his balls a little bit and tell him truth.
I got to say this. It's not wrestler related because, like, okay, I get that you're popular in the rest of the world with your radio shows and everything or whatever, but like 27 people isn't really anything. Like, I did Blog Talk before I even knew about Wrestler, And, like, you're talking about, like, I've done shows where there's been, like, 50 and more people. And that
and
was
girl,
just, like, in
about
at the
these
time.
People only,
like,
these
like,
people had, like, an hour to know I was doing a show. And that's it.
I know. I'm not. I didn't get to prep for shows when I. Do you think that I had a forum where I got to advertise my fucking show when I'm not in WU?
No, you,
and a lot of
it
was
remember,
for the
it's
moment.
A WU. So baby girl, it's a WU show. You know how fucking ADHD
yeah.
we are? So if you can get five people in there, you're doing great.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. You're not the only fucking badass radio host, okay? Okay.
I'm the best radio host. There's not a motherfucking breathing on a block that might make a fuck with me. Ever.
Oh, I don't think so. I don't think so. Because I
you know
will.
What? You know what?
I will tell
you. Know what?
I'm not afraid of you.
We can do this. We can do this.
We can do this.
We can do this. Go ahead. You can schedule a show. You can schedule
ding, ding,
a show, right?
I am not
and
afraid
you
of you, Terrell.
You ain't
no,
got,
listen,
no,
look,
baby,
we
you
need,
was,
you
yeah,
and I, we can do a show together, okay? You and I, we need to do a show together.
But you
we
can
need to do a show together.
If we did
we
a show
together,
it would be no
together.
Fun. Because we're going to be arguing the whole time. That's like me, Dee Dee, and Draven doing the show.
No, but people would eat that shit up. People will eat that shit up.
You know what? You're right. Go ahead.
Best
you know
shit
what?
Talkers that
you are
ever
fucking right.
The earth.
You are right. Go ahead. Message Elf Heaver. Set that shit up. You're actually right. You are actually fucking right.
I'm going to say, let's
just
take over HRP's Tuesday night. Do it then. Boom.
Huh?
That's fucked up. I got too much respect. I got too much respect for him for that. I can't do that. I can't do that.
Oh,
him.
I can. I can.
That's fucked up. Hold on.
Yeah.
All right. But you
and
know what?
Your point?
I appreciate this chick right here. I appreciate every last one of you coming in tonight on short notice. I really do appreciate it. You know me. If you're doing the show and you need me to show up or you're opening up a company and you need me to show up, shoot me an invite and not judge. Judge, you don't do that shit. Anybody else? If you're opening up a company or something like that, call me. And I'll come through, and I'll sit for you. I'll talk some shit in your locker room. I'll start some shit, yada, yada, yada. You're doing a radio show. I will come on there, and I'll talk shit until you mute me. Because I appreciate
every
last one of
you. But that's all he'll do. That's all he'll do. He'll come and sit. He might show up every now and then, but he don't stick around.
Are we in the after party? Wait, are we in the after party?
Yes.
Yes,
okay.
We're after party.
Yeah.
Yes, I will show up. I will show up to your show and talk shit because I am really, really, really not going to tout how good I am a wrestler because all that means is my right pointer finger is very strong.
Again, with the finger in the butt. I just don't even know. I don't know what to do with
you
anymore. You
know what? I know if you look in the corner of your bathroom where my drawers are still hanging, I got at least one more toenail you can fry up. Go for it.
Oh,
all yours. Have at it.
No,
you know, you know what we need to do, Judgment? And
what?
You know what we do? We need to have another trash talk battle. Another trash talk
match. There we go. That would be good.
We need to have another one. On air, we need to have another one. We need to find two people and go with their asses into doing an hour and a half worth of trash talking each other.
No.
You know what I love about WU? And see, the thing is like, a lot of people have heard my voice, and they think I'm all sweet and everything else. But, like, sarcasm is my second language. And what I love is that people don't even realize when I'm making fun of them. That's the best.
There are people who don't do that. We call those people stupid. Yeah.
But it's
those are
so
very,
many.
Very, very stupid.
It's
not as many as you think. Some of them are letting you do it because they're jerking off to your voice. Just saying.
Oh, come on, man. Why you gotta go there?
Fuck y'all, that was funny.
For real serious,
because
man.
It's true. That's true because I remember this one
wrong.
Chick. I remember this one chick, and I don't have to say her name, but I think she was Australian. And her voice. Whew, goodness gracious.
I know what you're talking about. But she's a big giant
Everybody
whore.
Does. You don't have to say the name. You don't have to say the name because I'll start having flashbacks. And she still hasn't found those cameras I put up in her bedroom, so. Well,
I'm sorry that I wasn't born in Australia so that you can get off to my Aussie voice, okay? I'm sorry I'm American.
But no, I'm just saying.
Fuck you, Terrell.
And she had this, look, and she had this thing because it'd be different times, so it'd be hella late over there or hella early in the morning, and she had, like, the sleepy voice. Whew. Oh,
mm-hmm.
My goodness. It was
you're a fucking weird-ass weirdo with a fucking fetish talking about fingers in the butt and loving Aussie voices, okay?
You're
so
right.
I'm
very weird. I am very weird.
I don't even know what other kind of fucking fetishes that you're into, but you probably have a fucking feet fetish, too, and that's just nasty, okay? You nasty.
I'm a man.
You are nasty.
And if you know,
nasty.
Call your mama and let her
nasty.
Know because I'm trying to get on her Obamacare. Okay.
Hey, Terrell.
Show
you
them.
Let your freak flag fly.
What's up?
You let your freak flag fly. You don't let anyone shame you, man.
Man, my freak
a
flag.
A girl in
fly.
A straight jacket naked.
That shit.
There you
my
go.
My freak fly. It just hovers. It's like above my head.
I don't
everywhere I go.
You probably do that, like, toe play, too, don't you? You done fingered a girl with your
do
toe.
Play.
You toe
no,
fuck
no,
somebody.
No.
I know.
It's called,
yeah, mm-hmm.
It's called cosplay. Mm-hmm. It's called cosplay. I did a pimp.
My God,
play, oh,
I can't.
It's called cosplay.
I can't. I will cut your big toe off. Oh, my God.
I love cosplay.
Is she talking about shoving toes up people's nose and tickling their brain?
Look. If these fuckers that didn't call into the show and that didn't get a chance to hear the after party, they stupid as hell. Because we say some wilder shit off the air.
I mean, I'm normally this way, but it's amplified when I've been drinking, so.
No, I know, I just bring it out of you, girl. It's okay. Don't tell your man. Don't tell your man that I bring this out of you. I don't want him getting mad.
I don't see nothing wrong with the little bum.
I told you that was my brother.
This one over here, he's got a fetish for crazy.
You want to know what me and Jasmine get along? Me
the crazier the better.
Wait, wait, wait.
He likes the girls that talk to themselves.
I got one rule.
Wait,
one rule. Don't put your dick in crazy.
What's that?
But that's what he
no,
does. That's all
no,
he likes.
No,
not you,
you can't
Terrell.
Say that.
Not
you.
You.
You can put your
I'm
penis in
about
crazy
Draven.
Depending. You can put your penis in crazy depending
I'm
if she's over 18
crazy.
Or not.
What are you talking
if
about?
If she's over 18.
The crazy ones are the ones
18,
that have,
you
have the best sex with the crazy ones.
Bad plan. It's always a bad plan.
Especially
no,
when they get out
crazy
of jail,
wait,
you
on,
know,
on,
it's
all
up and ready. Oh, yeah. It's goat.
No. You don't have the best sex with crazy. You have the best sex with that nerdy chick that don't say nothing
yeah,
to nobody.
Yeah. When you walk into the bedroom, she already got herself all tied up and shit, and oh, yeah.
No, because
that's
there's been
I'm
shit she's been dreaming about doing. No, there's been shit she's been dreaming about doing forever. And guess what? She's going to do it all to you at the same damn time. Trust.
Freak me, baby.
Bucket list.
Freak me, baby.
List. That's bucket list. If I ever run into Martha Stewart, I'm telling you, bucket list.
Terrell, I have to go.
I bet you Martha Stewart got
I'm
a whip hanging out her ass.
All right, do your thing, MD. I appreciate you calling in, sweetheart.
Huh?
Terrell, did you say bucket list or fucking list?
I thought you said you were leaving. My bad. Oh, shit. Hold on. Truth has to leave because Truth had a little Truth list running around here, and they're getting ready to call CPS. So love you all.
Later.
Have a lot of fun.
Night, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Peace.
You have a good night.